I got frazzled out of my team last week. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. I'm deeply, deeply sorry. I regret it. But still, Philip is a good choice. So how are you taking a win over that?
No, I'm just taking a win because I said, go get my man, John Brown. Javi, I have to say that as your friend, I am so glad to see you make these moves here because you're just gambling and I'd rather see you game on your fantasy team than go to the casino and do this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 18 of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. 18 is a lucky number, so I feel good about this one. I am one of your co-hosts, Frankie Sachs. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Vasily Karamuza. And this week, we're excited to have back Javier Gonzalez, who's been gone for too long. Welcome back, Javi.
What's up? First things first, Vasily, who was the weekly winner in our private league?
Yeah, let me say congratulations to Dimitris Apostolou, who was our private league winner for round 23. He amounted 220.95 credits. So congratulations, or I would say in Greek, because he's also Greek, Sihanitiria.
You know, that's one thing I want to talk about, right? And I'm really, really upset with you too, right? When Omerjude 7 got injured, I said, okay, maybe Wayne Gabbert is a good idea, and you talked me out of it. Saying that all the points will go to all the players and that he wouldn't get more than 16 PAR. He had 28. And I followed your advice and took him down. An apology would be nice.
Yeah, guilty as charged. I think I'm the one to blame the most because I really didn't expect that he will provide so much on the offensive end because he wasn't like fed at all in the first half, but things wasn't exactly going Panathinaikos way, so they changed their scope and how they wanted to play, fed more Gabriel, and he amounted 15 points and 28 PIR, but I really couldn't see it happening. Like, I wouldn't imagine it.
He's an energy player, and we all know that the skill is there, but were there signs to believe that he could do that? Like, as Vasiliki said, his PIR at halftime was 4. So it was all in the second half when Panathinaikos came from behind and rallied, and he brought the energy and was able to get the points. But it wasn't that he became the go-to guy. I think that there is value there because we know there's the talent and we know there's the opportunity, but don't expect 28 every week. That's not the role he's going to have. And if you think that you can make Wenyen Gabriel right now your number one center and have another guy who's worth 4 credits, you know, then you're gonna be disappointed in those weeks.
Well, I forgive you because I still did better than you two, and that makes me feel very satisfied. But there's one thing I want to talk about, which is how funny the fantasy challenge can be compared to the real life. Because to me, the most important game of the week in fantasy is Maccabi Alba, which is they're not going to make the playoffs. They are like at the bottom of the standings. But I've seen it's a very high scoring game, and I think basically I base my strategy on this game. So what do you think? Is it going to be, let's say, a fantasy friendly game or not?
I think that's a high risk, high reward strategy. I don't have very many, if any, players from that game. But if you can nail that and get, you know, a coach on the cheap who wins by a lot, or, you know, a player who's worth not a lot of credits who puts up a 15 or a 20, that's fantastic. And I encourage you to do it because if it blows up on you, then that only helps me.
You know, we have the Alba rule. So I think many people will go with Oded Katas in their bench this week. A coach that hurt me deeply last week because I had chosen Yannis Feropoulos in Maccabi 1 over Red Star, which I didn't see coming either. And I had a minus 10 from my coach, which, if I haven't stressed that enough before, is the worst thing that can happen in your fantasy team. Like, the worst.
The big game of the week is the rivalry series game of the week. It's Partizan Mostar Bet Belgrade against Crvena Zvezda Meridian Bet Belgrade. Both teams know each other very well. No room for surprises. Maybe lower scoring game than usual. I tell you, I have Tyreek Jones and Joel Bolomboy. I'm selling both of them. Why? Because I really expect this game to be like very low scoring. But what do you think?
I'm not so concerned that it's going to have a huge effect on the scores, real life or fantasy. I mean, it's possible that it's a tense game with a playoff atmosphere, and we may see that happen, but it would not lead me to, especially because it's the second derby and all the players have been through it They know what to expect. I'm the players that you believe in. I think that it's okay to keep them. All the moves I've made this week were purely based off of matchups.
I'm somewhere in between the two of you because I saw Sterling Brown, who didn't provide as much as I expected when I bought him last week, and I'm not exactly sure how he's going to play in a big, big, big derby. But I kept, on the other hand, Filip Petrušev, who is Serbian, who has played multiple derbies before. He knows the atmosphere, and he was really, really good against Partizan in the first game, even though Partizan won.
I'm glad, by the way, that you brought up Petrušev, because I believe that last week I said that maybe we shouldn't run to him because John Brown is on the team and can eat into his minutes. So Phil had a great game. Petrušev got 19 PR. John Brown, 15 for a much cheaper price. So I will take a win on that one.
But still, Philip is a good choice. So how are you taking a win over that?
No, I'm just taking a win because I said, go get my man, John Brown. I'm a John Brown guy.
Okay, whatever.
We know you're a John Brown guy, yeah. Well, all right. More things going on. Fenerbahce is still winning without the darts. Many injuries, but Marko Vujović especially has been fantastic. But Fenerbahce plays at home against Virtus. And I don't know if Gudurić against Pagiola would be a good choice. But
I have to disagree maybe with that. I think Gudurić is super hot lately. So him playing against Olympiacos, he was extremely good. And he was the player I wanted to buy this week. So he's on my team now. Virtus is not in the same like status that was earlier on. They still had many hopes. I don't know if that's the case now and with the injuries. I don't know. I think Fenerbahce will win. And I hope Gudurić will have a great game again.
I think right now this is the Marko Gudurić wave. I think now's a good time to get on. I don't think that this is the game where it falls apart. I don't know that he's going to be a go-to leading man the rest of the season, but right now I think it's a safe time to jump aboard.
I really like Derek McCollum as well. I think he can provide a lot for Fenerbahce with his experience and the way he's playing. He's selfless. He doesn't care like about his numbers. He cares about helping the team, which also is pretty good when you can assist your teammates and help your case too. But he costs almost the same price with Gudurić, so I wasn't exactly sure about that. He costs 11 credits and Gudurić is 11.1, 11.2, something like that. So yeah, that was my only concern.
I could not agree more. I think that for that price, that is, you know, Eric McCollum, real life, huge addition to the team. Fantasy for 11 credits, I don't know that I'd go there.
Well, he goes to the line a lot, and he's a great free-throw shooter, but I'm not sure about his role, though. His role is going to be very different from what he's used to. Like, he's played for small teams with being the number one choice by far, you know, in offense. This is different. He has a lot of talent, and of course, Nigel is the guy in Fenerbahce. So,
yeah.
By the way, if anything, Virtus is really deep at power forward. They have Toko Shengelia, Akili Polonara, and Grazulis. So a challenging game for Nigel Hazelius, which could be, I mean, he loves a challenge. So it's going to be very, very fun to watch. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Vasiliki, is now the time that you want to take a victory lap about Matt Strazel?
I have to admit, with the unlimited trades and the many thoughts I had going on in my hand and the many lineups, I tried. I got Strazel out of my team last week. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. I'm deeply, deeply sorry. I regret it. But you're now back on my team, so welcome back. He still is an amazing choice because, and like, his case just got stronger because Elio Kobo and Jordan Lloyd are injured. Lloyd will be out at least until the break and the French Cup. I'm not sure when Okobo will be back, but now his role is even bigger. He played more than 32-33 minutes in the last game, and he is averaging 16.7 fantasy points in the last five, and he only costs half of that. So it's a no-brainer for me.
I like the guards that I have. I mean, not really, but I mean, I have so many urgencies. I mean, right now, with a limited trade, I didn't need them all. But now that I have only three, I would need like five or six to fix my team. And I have a player who is not even in the league anymore. It is what it is. Gina Samar, he went on loan to Gran Canaria.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't trade him?
No, because I have, like I said, I have more urgencies. I really want to stay away from a certain game. And I'd rather have a player doing zero and getting the players that I really want than actually trading Samar and getting lower grade players. And I was thinking I'm getting a Strassel this week, finally, for the first time, but it'll have to be next week.
When key players go down, it opens up more opportunities. My concern with Strassel is he'd continue to see playing time as long as he was shooting 80% on threes. But eventually that had to come to an end. But of course, when you don't have Elia Kobo and Jordan Lloyd, then that creates more of an opportunity. And when he has that opportunity, I think especially for his price, I think he only went up to 7.8 credits. I think that he's a steal for those that can work him into their lineup.
I'll go first, and you'll see the pattern right away. I'm trading Tyreek Jones of Partizan, Joel Bolomboy of Zvezda, Filip Petrusev of Zvezda, and Coach Herbert. I had four players in the Serbian Derby, too many. I'm keeping the one that I really like, which is Sterling Brown. I'm signing Coach Kadash. I'm signing Jalen Howard, which is my main signing of the week. I think he's going to have a fantastic game against Alba Berlin. I'm getting Neil Sacco. I think he matches up pretty well in the French Derby with Paris. And I'm getting Nikola Milutinov. I think Milutinov is always a monster game waiting to happen. And I'm kind of gambling on this one because I had the credits finally 1 week to buy him. And I thought, why not? I think his matchup against Cephas could be favorable, especially at home. And he could have one of these super 20-plus, 10-plus games that he has three or four per season. I don't know. I like it. So these are my trades. What about you, Vasiliki?
I have two things to say about your trades first before I go with mine. Yeah. You said you expect her to have a Masters game against Alba. That's what I thought last week about Devin Booker. Guess what didn't happen? He had 5.5 and he cost like 14 credits. So I really hope you don't have the same thing happening this week. But I really like Milutinov, especially now, because Mustafa Fall has an injury like in his hand. I think he broke a finger in the game against Real, and he was tied up when he played against Fenerbahce. He didn't play in the domestic league against AEK, even though he could have. Well, Coach Barjoka said we decided like to give him some rest and not risk it too much because it was like swollen up. So I think maybe this will increase a little bit Nikola Milutinov minutes.
Javi, I have to say that as your friend, I am so glad to see you make these moves here because you're just gambling and I'd rather see you gamble on your fantasy team than go to the casino and do this. These are some real gambles. It could work out. And if it does, go buy a lottery ticket on Friday night. But I'd be a bit nervous about some of these moves.
All right. Well, nice to see that you like my team so much. Well, you haven't seen the rest of the team, though. I mean, I haven't been here for a while. Maybe what I can't do like it, I don't know.
True. So, I will go. I traded Yanis Feropoulos to get Odet Katas. When there's a derby, you can never be too sure about the result. Or, like, it can be, like, by 1 point. Like, so you're not gaining too much and it's a bit gamble. So I'd rather go with a safer option, at least on paper. With Katas, I traded Malte Dilo, who was like a bench player, like very cheap that I couldn't afford more. And I had in my bench last week. And I got Mats Razel back. Welcome back, Matt. I'm hoping you'll still have good games in store. I traded Sterling Brown and got Marco Guduric in his place. As I said, I think it's a really good time to have Marco on your team. I always liked him, and now he has a more like stable and like go-to guy role in Fenerbahce, apart from Nigel Hayes-Davies. And last but not least, I traded Jerry Osman to get Nikos Rogavopoulos. I think I might have done that the other way around last week because Rogavopoulos ended up having 22 fantasy points against Real and Jerry Osman had a -1. And I think that Rogavopoulos had a really good game against Real because like Luka Vukašić didn't play at all. So that sparked a little bit the fire in his role. But he is really crucial for Baskonia this year. I think he has gained the Pablo Laso's trust. He was like the guy that won the game and the domestic league. He scored the last 4 points for Baskonia, even though he had like only 2 points before that. So I think like there's a good opportunity there. But Baskonia plays against Barcelona, so maybe that's a bit of a gamble.
I have to say, I was in this game in Jeddah that you mentioned, and Chima Moneke had -5 at halftime, ended up with 26 PIR.
Wow. So
he had a play, he played a third quarter, probably the best quarter I've seen by any player in Europe this season. It's been unbelievable. Frankie, which are your trades?
So I will say ahead of time that I did not make any trades because I don't believe in these guys and I wanted to get rid of them. It was about finding the best matchups this week. At guard, I said goodbye to two players, Matt Morgan from Virtus and Sterling Brown from Partizan. At center, I said goodbye to Momo Diouf. And at head coach, I also said goodbye to Sferopoulos. And in their places at guard, I have Marco Guduric, John Di Bartolomeo. At center, Wedian Gabriel and coach Bartzokas.
What? You're saying Gabriel? Unbelievable. So cynical. Come on, man. I mean, you took me out of him. I mean, I don't believe this, really. It's hard to interrupt, but come on, man.
It trust the process, right? It's all about matchups. And Panathinaikos on the road at Milan this week, a beat-up Milan team without the Nikola Mirotic. And I think that there's an opportunity there, especially for the price.
I see what the process is, lying to your opponents to get some advantage, right? Come on, man.
I didn't have Gabriel last week. I didn't have him last week. I have him this week, and I did give a lot of thought to going with my guy David McCormick, whom I'm a big fan of. But
you know, people who are watching this, you can comment down here. There's some comments. Please comment on this. I mean, they talked me out of it, and then they signed him. I mean, come on, man.
No, not they. I didn't. Don't have him on my team. Okay. Like, don't blame me.
You still have time, though. You still have time to change the team.
It's all about the matchups. It's all about the matchups.
All right. Sorry, I interrupted you. Who's your coach?
My coach is Bartzokas, who I may be paying a little over for. But I think FS, even though they're coming off a win, Shane Larkin got injured. We don't know what his status is going to be. At least as of recording, we don't know. There's rumors that that Poirier may be hurt. And I just think that this is a game that Olympiacos should be able to win fairly easily. And I just don't want to risk not getting the full credits at coach again. So I'm going there.
Turn one, I have Kendrick Nunn, Dario Brizuela of Barca, who's playing really well lately, Jalen Horn, Richie, because Mirotic is still out, so he's going to see extended playing time. He didn't make the most out of it last week, but still I'm going to, for short credits, it's a good choice, he's going to play. And Nils Sacco. I have also Zira Samar, but he's not playing. He's going to go out as soon as he can. Katash is my coach, and in turn two, I have Sterling Brown, who I think you both sold, right, this week?
Yes.
Correct,
Interesting. I'm keeping him over Tariq Jones, over Volomboy, or Petrusev. So somebody's going to get it right. I have Grazulis, I have, of course, Bezenkov, and I have Milutinov. These are my choices for this week. Basiliki?
So I have the same backcourt, Dario Brizuela and Kendrick Nunn, Sasa Vezenkov and Filip Petrusev, Devin Booker. I kept him. I still believe in him. He betrayed me last week, but I hope he can bounce back and give me what I know he can. Nikos Rogavopoulos, Marco Guduric, Elin Diaghere from Real still is, he's there. He's cheap. I can't do anything better with my second center, so he's still there. Tim Snyder from Alba, and of course, the one and only Mats Frazel. And for my my head coach position, I have Odot Kados, as I said before.
So I have some great stuff and potential problems with my lineup. I've got six guys going turn one, but four guys who I really like in turn two. So if I do as well as I hope in turn one, I'll have to decide who makes the cut. But my turn one starters are at center Gabriel, at forward David Leidy and Richie. In the backcourt, Dario Brizuela and Theo Maledon. We all know I'm a Theo guy. And my sixth man is Di Bartolomeo. And then on the bench, I have Jaren Musa, Guduric, Tyreek Jones, and of course, Vez Peprez, who there's also some talk that he may be injured. We expect him to play, but Vasiliki, do you have any updates about that?
Yeah, he didn't play against AEK in the domestic league, and his knee was like tied up in the game against Fenerbahce. He's dealing with tendonitis there, but he was available to play against AEK, but Coach Bartoka said we prefer to give him some rest ahead of the games that are coming. We didn't want to like stress him or push him right now, so I think he's good to go. I don't think like if it's not absolutely necessary that he has to stay out, there's no way he's not playing. He's so competitive. So there's no way he's not playing.
But if something happens, you will let all the good people know on X.
Of course, of course, of course. That's what I'm here for.
All right, well, let's see the captains, right?
I'll go first. All right, so turn one, it's Theo Maledon. We all know I'm a Theo guy. And if he does not get at least the 25, then Vezenkov on the bench is my turn two captain.
Javi?
I have Jalen Horn as first captain, and of course, best of press. Vezenkov is my logical choice of captain, but if all the news get together and Poirier doesn't play, Fall doesn't play, maybe I'll go with Milutinov. But right now it's Vezenkov.
Okay, maybe a little twist there, I like it. For the diversity, I will go with the ones that we all know, Kendrick Nunn for T1 and Sasha Vezenkov for T2. Like, that's the recipe, that's the most expensive guys, that's the most popular guys in fantasy, that's the guys that you expect will score the most. So, yeah, easy choice.
But this is not Nunn at home, which we know Nunn at home is the best Nunn. This is Nunn on the road.
Nunn at home is the best Nunn.
True, but she scored 39 points against Armani in Oaxaca, and Armani is dealing with many injuries, so maybe there's a good game there too. And I didn't want to like sell him this week and get him back next week when Panathinaikos has two more games at home. Like, it will be too much to do this every week, so I'm keeping him.
I can respect that.
Well, that's all right. Anything else?
Savi, you're going to be at the Belgrade Derby this week. Why don't you tell us the special programming
you have?
Oh,
yeah. First time in my life. First time
you haven't
in my life
said that?
No.
Wow.
I'm keeping
that's
it
big
quiet.
News.
It's good news. It's good news. It's my first Serbian Derby, and I'm really, really excited. I've been to games in the Stark Arena, but never a Serbian Derby. And we're going to do a pregame show. You're going to have your young friends next. Vasiliki knows perfectly that Aleksandar Radivojevic and Shani Blatt are going to co-host the pregame show. We have a lot of surprises coming up, and it's going to be great. Don't miss it. It will be online probably 1 hour, 50 minutes after the show. Don't expect to see me, thankfully, because I'll be behind the scenes. But that's it. It's going to be great fun. And of course, the game is going to be amazing for sure.
That's great news. We're really excited about you, excited about the pregame show. We're sure it's going to be amazing, as well as the Serbian Derby, of course. But coming back to fantasy, we want to say a big thank you to all our viewers. We had a record-breaking week with more than 10,000 views last week. So thank you all for tuning in, and leave your comments. We read them all.
And it goes without saying that this week's Rivalry Series Game of the Week will be the Belgrade Derby. So make sure to tune in on EuroLeague TV. As soon as you're done watching the pregame show, tune into EuroLeague TV to watch the game. And as always, all we ask is that you subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, tell your friends about the podcast, and come back to watch it again next week. And until then, enjoy the game. Good luck, everybody.